tuning in to the online broadcast network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries and your number one source for after-show entertainment. TV, the destination for TV superfans, producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows, interviewing celebrities and showrunners, and bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
Yeah!
Where are you now?
Sweet sound.
It's nice to hear her sing again.
Yeah. You guys, welcome back to CMT Crossroads. This is the third one we have done in studio, but number 51 total for CMT. And this was an interesting one. I'm one of your hosts, Whitney Lane. I'm joined with the lovelies.
Hi, guys. I'm JJ Jurgens.
Hi, everyone. I'm Marissa Serafini.
And we are ready to talk country music. And, of course, John Legend, too. So, John Legend, Leanne Womack. Craziness. I honestly thought this is a very interesting pairing. What'd y'all think?
Yeah, I agree with you. Not a pairing that I would originally like think of.
Right.
But very interesting to see some very, you know, great songs tonight.
I like them because, you know, like you said, I didn't imagine them. They're not the first people I would put together, but I loved how the voices blended so well together and they harmonized very well in probably every single song.
That surprised me too, because I think they are just stark. I mean, I guess in terms of music, they've got some good songs in terms of like the slow songs and the things that could blend well with a different genre, but I would never even think that they'd probably cross paths.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, they blended so well together. And for me too, I mean, there is nothing sexier than a man sitting down at the piano playing and singing, like playing alone, and then to have a voice like that on top of it. So yeah, I definitely enjoyed that.
For real. John Legend, so I mean, now, you know, he is... He's got it. He's got it going on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, let's kind of start and kick it off with the performances that they did. They played 8 songs, I believe.
That was a lot.
Eight songs total. Mm-hmm. And they kicked it off with Leanne's Ashes By Now. Mm-hmm. And you know what? I have to be honest. I'm not as familiar with a lot of her songs simply because, I mean, and obviously I listen to country music all the time. But like she said, 6 years that she hasn't been doing anything. Mm-hmm. You know, she has a family. She wanted to live a real life. And I wasn't very familiar with some of these.
I actually loved that comment because I wasn't aware of that either. And I loved that she said that. And I think that it was really like refreshing and cool to hear that somebody I feel like she struck such a good balance of having this amazing career, doing what she loves. But then also, you know, she won't have the regret of looking back at her life and feeling like she missed out on being with her kids or being with her family. Like she's definitely got the best of both worlds by the way that she did that.
And I don't know that you can do that in any other genre except country music, to be honest, because at least at that point, like family is very much valued there, you know. I mean, pop music, you have to stay relevant. She can come straight back with some great songs and everybody's like, oh, Leanne Womack, refreshing.
And I feel that's another different thing with the country genre, because you can go away for such a long time but your fans will still be loyal to you after all these years. So no matter how long of a hiatus you take, your fans are still going to be there when you come back.
Look at Garth Brooks, y'all.
Really
look
cool.
At Garth Brooks.
I know. Well, and also just by the things that you know, they sing about in the songs and they write about it, she was right that by doing that it also gave her a lot of good influence of new songs, you know, new material to look at for the songs. Songwriting and
stuff,
you know,
that's lots relevant of, to life.
Stuff that she is coming from a place that she really knows because she experienced it. And it's there.
It's interesting. And then I did like the tidbits when they are sitting there talking, because it actually was very comfortable and conversational. And that's what I still like. I still can't wrap my head around those two being in the same room and actually, you know, but like, it was fine. They're obviously great people.
I agree. And I think it was nice to see. I feel like they really respected each other, you know, and one wasn't higher than the other or one didn't. And I like the fact that, I mean, I was surprised by how much John Legend, like, knew about country too, and him saying that he was just a small town boy before, and just saying how he thinks that country is one of the last genres where the singing really matters.
I love that.
Yeah, I thought I just think he really paid a lot of respect and tribute to country music.
He did. did. And talking about his twang growing up in Ohio, that he had a twang.
And then
I'm like, how funny. John Legend.
Yeah, and then her line, well, I'm going to give it right back.
Yes, that was awesome.
I wouldn't doubt that that rubbed off. But I did like also when they talked about their kind of who influenced them. Mm-hmm. And you've got Leanne Womack, George Jones, of course, the possum.
Of course.
He's always going to be an influence to many people. But then John Legend's talking about Jeff Buckley and Nat King Cole, like saying he grew up listening to Motown. That was what his family listened to. It's really cool to see where these artists get their influence and how they bring that into their own music.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And, you know, country, because I believe he said the line that musical genres are all cousins. And I liked it how he put it in that perspective because they are. It is all relative. And then, you know, you go back to the family roots and R&B and Motown, it's original. It's, you know, that's where a lot of things, you know, gets derived from.
Now, the next song was Save Room, John Legend's song. Now, I also think, I wonder how long it take each of them to learn the other person's songs, because you know that's not something they're singing along to in the car.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
It probably did take them some good rehearsal time, which I love seeing the rehearsal clips too. Yeah. They look like they were having a blast. And then that, of course, translated to the actual show. But it must be fun to kind of meet somebody new, learn their songs, and put your own twist on it.
I wondered that same thing. And I actually, that's something I would love to see in these shows. I mean, I know they're so, you know, short for time anyway. But I would find that fascinating to see more of the behind the scenes and how long do they have a day to rehearse those? Do they have a couple? How does that work?
What are they doing at home, going over these lyrics? Uh-huh. You know, that sort of thing on their own, not necessarily when they're just with the other singer, I bet. Mm-hmm. It takes practice.
Oh, yeah. Right. I agree. And the fairness, I mean, music is tough and it has its challenges, but they are musicians. And I feel like a lot of musicians can already pick up on other people's music really fast. So they just might have that natural talent to pick up on someone else's song and learn it that fast. And also, I just loved how, you know, just their chemistry and how their conversations were very in depth and they got really personal and like how they got into it, not to jump too far ahead, but like the writing and how they learn each about their writing and how they put it into the music. I thought that was great.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. Yeah. And then the third song, which is kind of something that Leanne has been working with, this is her new single, The Way I'm Living. Mm-hmm. It's a new album that just came out September 23rd. And I really liked it.
Yeah,
I thought it was a cool, you know, a cool way to bounce back in 6 years after being kind of off the radio. Here she comes with a fun upbeat song.
I like the fact that this is, yes, a brand new song. It's only been out for a couple of weeks. And then the fact that they're already probably, this version is probably their second rendition of the song, because we're imagining the first one's just her. And now to already be this, to do it another version this fast with another male voice, I liked how, you know, they're really just playing off of the song to really help kickstart her album.
Mm-hmm. She's got a good publicist, that's for sure. New album, CMT Crossword, she's everywhere right now. So that is the way to come back and after a hiatus.
Have two versions of your show, of your song.
And she looked great. I got to say, I thought she looked stunning, and I loved that little blue sequin jumpsuit number. Like, fashion-wise, I loved it.
And sparkle blue dress. Yeah. I really love that she's old school country. Mm-hmm. Like, that was fun to hear, fun to see. I mean, you hear a little, like, it reminds you of Dolly Parton and, like, Faith Hill and Shania. You know, that's what you feel with Leanne Womack. Like, I love the old school country. Yeah, and that's what she wants to keep, and that's what she said. Now she can make her own music and kind of dictate the way that she wants it to sound and that sort of thing, which maybe when you first get with a big label, that's not always the case.
I like that, too, and I like that she said that she's not selling out and making it totally popish or not trying to compete with some of the other kind of trends that are happening.
Bro country.
So I definitely love that she's just staying firm and true to who she is and what she thinks country music should be.
Authentic.
I love it.
Yeah.
What was next? You and I.
Yes.
Nobody in the World. This one was my favorite of John's.
I starred this one, too. I starred it, and I said, my comment was, I really like the way their voices blended on this song.
It was slow. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Yeah. I really... I'm a fan. I mean, I had heard, obviously, of him for some of his big, big songs, you know, that recently came out. And, of course, he sang at Kim and Kanye's wedding, so hello. But, I mean, I'm a big fan of John Legend. I think he's different from a lot of the stuff we hear now.
Yeah. I wrote for this song, it started off really slow, but I didn't mind that because they had such strong voices, both of them, that, like, the pace of it didn't bother me whatsoever. Their voice and their talent was, I was... you know, inspired by that. Yeah.
Their slowness really even drew you in more mm-hmm. because you were kind of like waiting to like see where it was going to go or where it was going to build to.
And it allows the listener to focus on the lyrics too, mm-hmm. Because it's not like rap or like, what did they say? Yeah. You know, it's like we can really understand the message that they're singing.
Which is cool because it's a story. Mm-hmm. And for him, it's honest and personal. Like he mentioned, you know, he thinks about what his wife's going to think when he's writing these songs. And like, I mean, how romantic some of these songs that he does write. And that boy can get high up there. Yeah. I was impressed with that, too.
Mm-hmm. Me, too.
They both, vocally, both very much impressed me.
Yeah.
I really enjoyed totally that part. And what was next? Oh,
I Hope You Dance.
Oh,
you
my goodness.
Guys, is this not like so the song good. That... And for her to have sung this at Maya Angelou's funeral.
Did you know that before?
This I did not know that either.
I was blown away with that.
But you know what? It seems to be, I mean, that was sung at my grandmother's funeral, and it was also sung at graduation. So, you know, it's like specific times in someone's life where it's like, I want you to move forward and, you know, that sort of thing. But wow, like, that was literally Maya's request.
Yeah.
Like, someone like that, you know?
Yeah, what an honor that,
It is a great song, though.
Oh, it really is. I mean, it's definitely one of those songs that just is timeless, and it just you just slow down for a while, and it makes you really think about, like, what's important and what, you know, how you live your life.
Timeless.
And I think it's great that such an inspirational person such as Maya Angelou requested this song, and it just shows just the power and the message of the song, that it's not just for women or a certain genre or race or religion. It's for everybody. Mm-hmm. Anyone could apply their life to this song. And I think that's what Maya Angelou, she's so inspirational, and she touches and talks to so many different people, and this is that kind of song that does that.
Well, yeah, and you have one of the best writers, you know, ever. And who obviously likes the songwriting in this song, too. That's just what a huge compliment.
It's my favorite of Leanne's songs, for sure. I love that performance. Sure. What was next?
Me too. Next was I May Hate Myself in the Morning.
And this was this was your boy John on the piano.
Yeah.
And I was like, that is straight up talent.
To
see that. That's a real artist, though. It's not just standing and singing at a microphone. He's sitting there playing instruments, and it's amazing.
Yeah.
I loved it.
I did too.
He's good at that stuff.
So good.
Okay.
I wrote very cute because, again, it was just one of those fun, playful relationship songs that applies to both genders.
That everybody can relate to, too, because it's just one of kind of the F it moment, you know, when you're like, I know I'm going to hate myself for this, but F it. It's going to feel good right now, but I'm going to do it.
So true.
I think we can all
life,
relate to
that compulsive behavior for sure. Oh, John. And then, of course, All of Me, which we, you know, what are you going to do? That is just like one of the best songs.
They had to. That was one of the biggest songs of this past year. And for them to not do that would be crazy.
I loved it. I loved it.
And you knew it was coming, but I just kept waiting for it, too. Like, it's going to be, you know.
Oh, yeah. Did you hear the cheers, though, for that song in the crowd? loudest response from the crowd for that song, for sure. And it actually, I thought it sounded great with two voices.
Yeah, I did, too.
Mm-hmm. I liked how Leanne meant low with her voice, because she has some pipes, and she can sing really high, but the fact that she kept it low and harmonized very well, it was well done on her part.
Yeah, and I think having the two voices, it really put the story together more, too, because it wasn't just about one person singing, and then it was like these two people that are completed by the other person, with having it be a duet.
Your other half.
Yeah. What would it be like to be Chrissy Teigen? Like, she got to be like, thanks, John. Oh. Love that song that everyone's singing now. I mean, wow. Doesn't every girl dream of having a song written about her? One day, people.
I think that's like one of the most romantic things ever. I don't know what would actually top that. I mean, nothing that couldn't buy me anything.
Something that's on the radio that everyone's hearing and knowing that that is a story about you.
Yeah.
I would die.
Even if it wasn't on the radio, even if it was just, you know, somebody sang it, sent you an old classic mixtape and sang it to you.
So,
done.
You're taking it back there. I love it. Oh, my. I can't. And then they rounded it out with Greenlight, another of John Legend's songs. I wrote down, John got swag. He's got swag when he starts moving. I love it. And that was the most upbeat and fun song, I thought, too, which is a good way to round out the show.
I put very catchy. And I liked John just John's overall performances and all of the, because there were moments where you could tell that was just John being John, and yeah. that's how he performs. And then there were other moments he was gravitating towards the country aspect. And when he was talking about, you know, he used to grow up listening to Motown, and he mentioned Ray Charles. When he was on the piano for one of the songs, I got a very Ray Charles vibe from mm-hmm. him. So it just shows like how great of an artist he is, that not only does he do his genre, he can really take on a lot of different types of music.
For sure. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Now, on the other hand, Leanne is country all the way.
Yeah.
Oh, you know,
she's none of those pop influences are going to come into her music, and I like that because you still want some of those people who are literally holding down the tradition mm-hmm. of country music and where it came from.
Yeah, and you know what? I didn't really mind Leanne not stepping out of her comfort zone because she's been gone for so long, and now that she's back, I just want her to be her. Yeah. It's like, yes, just keep performing. Just do what you do.
Mm-hmm. But it's cool. It's cool to see country evolving and then bringing in people like John Legend to do this show mm-hmm. with someone who is straight country. Like, it's cool to see how it's all fitting together mm-hmm. now. And it's a good mix to have some people who are traditional and then some people who are moving towards more pop-infused country as well. Mm-hmm. I like it all. Really and rock great. And roll, you got it all. Country can do it all, really.
Yeah.
So that's kind of fun to see. I do have to comment, though, they usually do a cover on every single one of these shows, and I was disappointed in that.
Yeah, I agree with you.
I was actually super interested to see what these two would have chosen.
I agree. I was surprised when the last song played. I was like, oh, that was it? Because I thought, okay, because I thought All of Me would be last. Right. And then when that was up earlier, I thought, okay, well, they must be doing a real fun, like, cover mm-hmm. to kind of end this. And
right. Definitely yeah, expected that.
Yeah, I wonder if they actually did do covers, because we know when they're taping that they actually perform more songs than they show. So I wonder if they actually did film a couple covers and just got cut from the actual mm-hmm. overall episode.
Potentially, but yeah, usually each artist will pick a cover that they want to do, and then the two will team up on it, but like, at least give us one.
Yeah.
I was really wanting a cover. I like to see see who they end up picking.
I agree, and covers are always, even when I go to live concerts, mm-hmm. like, those are always one of the most fun parts for me, because it's like, they'll pick something that you're like, oh, you know, I didn't expect that, and it's really just fun to hear a different take on some classic or, you know, real familiar song.
Yep, I agree on that one. So, overall feelings.
Overall feelings, I thought they were great and it blended really well together. I can't lie and say that it was my absolute favorite one, but it was definitely very entertaining, and I love these two artists, and they just seem like really, really great people, and mm-hmm. I like their interactions together and their respect for each other.
I agree with that. What about you, Marissa?
Overall, I really enjoyed it. It was nice seeing Leanne Womack back in the saddle, you know, singing again. So, I mean, great for her, because mm-hmm. it's been a while, and I missed her. And mm-hmm. I miss her deep southern twain as well. Yeah. It was really fun, and I really admire, I mean, I like John Legend, but then watching him do this, I was like, I should buy more of his albums.
Yeah, for sure.
You know, I mean, he's a really talented artist. And both of them are.
It made me really want to see him in concert.
Yeah.
Because like you said, I didn't know that he had that many different levels of, you know, his entertainment. I think mm-hmm. his concert would be really entertaining.
I was surprised with his actual onstage performance, because he can perform.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's one thing for sure. I mean, that's the cool thing about CMT Crossroads, is you actually get people who come in watching, oh, I love John Legend, let me watch this, and probably become fans of Leanne Womack, and vice versa.
Yeah.
I'll have to say, I described this one as enjoyable, relaxed. Yeah. You know, it was that kind of CMT Crossroads for me. I wouldn't say it was my all-time favorite, but definitely something fun to watch.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What about some news and gossip? Should we get into
that? All right.
There we go.
Well, I do have to say, one other thing that I could have enjoyed more would be a little bit more in depth, because she talks about Leanne talks about not being there for 6 years. I would like to see a little bit more of, like, learn more about her life in that mm-hmm. sense, but maybe that's what's coming through in her new album, which is called The Way I'm Living. Like I said, debuted September 23rd, and she kicks off her The Way I'm Living tour October 16th in Tucson. So she'll be out on the road getting her music back out there for her fans, which will be very fun. This was kind of fun, I think. John Legend, he just celebrated his anniversary with his wife that he loves to write songs about. They went to Italy and France, and they even spent a night out at the Crazy Horse Cabaret. And I have to just read what she captioned on Instagram because this is just so interesting, because you see John Legend on the show and he seems very just relaxed, like good old boy. You know what I mean? And she put, took John to see other boobs for our anniversary to make up for the 364 days of the year I'm insufferable. She went on, P.S. They're insanely talented and not just boobs. My favorite part about my anniversary dinner was the girl who came to our table who John used to bone, and also the sea bass.
What? She makes the best comments.
She's amazing. She is one of the best people on social media. But, like, let's talk about awkwardness. Your anniversary. Congratulations. And there's one of John's exes. Just came by to say hi while you're eating the sea bass. Sea bass is always good.
Yeah, it is.
Last thing, John Legend, this is pretty cool. He's set to headline the inaugural U.S.-based Rock in Rio Festival. It takes place in Vegas in May, but this hosts 85,000 people. Oof, so this is basically a huge milestone gig for him. Like Taylor Swift, you know, lots of the big names will be there. So pretty cool that he's the headliner. And currently he's on his global All of Me tour. Next stop is in Manchester, U.K. So he's still making his rounds across the world. Pretty cool stuff. Okay, should we do some predictions? Time.
I have Buzz TV predictions.
Yeah, I literally was driving in the car. I was like, I need to think of something because this is always the prediction and it's always hard.
Yeah, you got me. I forgot about
okay,
this.
Okay, what's
for
yours,
this
Marissa?
Show.
Okay, well, I'm a sucker for boy bands, but I like the good boy bands. What if we had Rascal Flatts team up with like Backstreet Boys?
I mean, yeah.
That'd be amazing because the Backstreet Boys are still together.
I love them.
I mean, they did have their moment apart, but they are still together, still singing. So are Rascal Flatts, both awesome groups. Put them together. Yes.
I like it. I have a few that I came up with because I was just saying, who do I love to listen to? And I would love to hear some powerhouse women vocalists like Kelly Clarkson and Christina Aguilera kind of come together. I think that'd be insane to see when they can, like, belt it. But then I also just went to the Demi Lovato tour, and Christina Perry opened for her, and I was blown away. I would love to hear her with somebody, and I just don't know who. I don't know. Because she's got this great, soulful songwriter. You know, she's a songwriter, great voice. And the last one, I was thinking Eric Church. He's kind of like the rebel of country music. I'd love to see him with, like, Pink or somebody who's kind of...
That'd be fun.
You know, something different. I don't know. We'll see.
I got to think for next time and be better because I forgot about that we do predictions for this one, too. So right off the top of my head, and this is so random, but I want to go with, because I like a little hairband action, so I'm going to go with Aerosmith and Luke Bryan.
Ooh. I like it.
Interesting.
They can get the moves going. I like
it. Shake his booty to some of those songs, I'm pretty sure. Yeah.
Good stuff. I can't wait to see who's next. It seems like they're doing a few every year, so we will be
waiting. Let's crank a few more out.
I know. Yeah. Show us some more. Like, who gets to sit there and come up with these ideas? It's so cool. Well, you guys, thanks for tuning in to CMT Crossroads. I'm your host, Whitney Lane. You can find me on Twitter at @Southern_Wit, and Instagram is the same.
Hey, guys, I'm at JJ Juergens on Twitter, Juergens JJ on Instagram, and at my blog, TomGirl.TV.
And I'm on Twitter and on Instagram at SerafiniTV.
See you in a couple months.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principal.